just says that because that's the words of the song. There's nothing out of place on her face. That's Linda Ronstadt. Boy, does she have a pretty face. Wow. I could sit around and take a good look at her face all day long. Beautiful. Nice song, too. It's easy to see the tracks of her tears. They're the same color as her mascara.
A spring deal in Lake County on a small car. It's unbelievable for comfort, roominess, handling, and price. This unbelievable small car is at Coleman Dodge and has won the Motor Trend Magazine Car of the Year Award. It's the 1976 Dodge Aspen at Coleman Dodge, Route 306 and Route 20 in Lake County. Aspen's designed for a smooth ride and sure handling. The isolated front suspension is the reason Aspen has a ride that is unbelievable for a small car. And here's the clincher. For the first 12 months, Chrysler Corporation will fix without charge for parts or labor, except tires, any part of their 1976 passenger cars, which proves defective in normal use, regardless of mileage. Coleman Dodge is offering you this spring deal right now. A brand new 1976 Aspen station wagon for $33.75. See Coleman Dodge at 7272 Mentor Avenue, Route 20, at the intersection of Route 306. And be sure to visit this year's Geauga County Maple Festival.
Bell's Colonial Restaurant, 14609 West Park in Burton, declares themselves a friend to righteous government, founded upon the principles of reason and justice. This message from Bell's Colonial Restaurant, inviting you in for delicious T-bone steaks and seafoods and great smorgasbords. Bell's Colonial Restaurant, 14609 West Park in Burton, proud to be Americans from the great state of Ohio.
WBKC 1560.
Spiders and snakes. I don't like frogs either.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You want to walk me home from school?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone some." Said me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, "Do what you wanna do." I got silly and found the frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, "This frog's for you." And she said,
"I don't like spiders and snakes. What it takes to love me."
That's That's Jim Stafford, famous for making songs like that. I don't like spiders and snakes. And 15 minutes after 5 o'clock in Chardon at WBKC. And here's today's edition of the WBKC Birthday Club. We'd like to say happy birthday to Bob Lasko. He's only 4 years old, from Laura, John, and Mom and Dad. I'd also like to say happy birthday to Bernice Fleet of Chardon. And also to Kim Skiba, who's 9 years old today, from Mom and Dad and family. And Wayne Scott. And today is his birthday, and he lives in Burton, Ohio, from Aunt Betty and Uncle Jerry. We'd also like to say happy birthday to our winner, Anna Kondrich, and she lives in Burton, and she wins 2 passes to the Geauga Cinema on the Square in Chardon, where they're now showing Walt Disney's high-spirited comedy, it says here, Blackbeard's Ghost. And starting February 27th, they're going to begin showing 3 days of The Condor with Robert Redford. If you have an entry for the Birthday Club, put the name, address, and birthday on a postcard and send it to Birthday Club, WBKC Radio, Box 266, Chardon 44024. Manchester, when the legend's over, the only thing that'll be left is just you and I.
You You'll find everything in music at Fobby's Music, 1484 Metter Avenue, across from the Painesville Shopping Center. And now, Fobby's Music is having a $35,000 piano sale. The entire stock of pianos is drastically reduced, with the lowest prices ever. Fobby's has the largest selection of pianos in Northeast Ohio, and during this sale, you'll get a new piano starting from $895. Included is a free bench, free delivery, and one free tuning. You'll never find a better time to buy a piano than right now. The $35,000 piano sale at Fobby's Music is for a limited time only. So get in tune with big savings. Stop in today for the best selection. Fobby's Music has everything in music. Hammond organs, guitars, band instruments, and amplifiers. All at your one-stop music store. Fobby's Music, 1484 Metter Avenue, Painesville, across from the Painesville Shopping Center. You'll find a touch of Las Vegas every night at Mas Cielo's Supper Club and Lounge, Route 20 and 91 in Willoughby. Every Monday is Ladies' Night, and you'll enjoy the happy hour Monday through Friday from 4:30 to 6:30. For your party needs, Mas Cielo's beautiful El Dorado Banquet Room seats 175 people. Gracious dining and live entertainment at Mas Cielo's Supper Club and Lounge, Route 20 and 91 in Willoughby. For reservations, call 946-6604. Mas Cielo's, a touch of Las Vegas.
Now appearing at Mas Cielo's, The Generators, beginning March 2nd, The Tercells, and beginning March 17th, Reunion. Holiday Lounge, 9541 North Bedford Road in Macedonia, rejoices in America's native liberty. Holiday Lounge, where good friends meet and singles meet to make good friends. You can give them a call at 467-5813, and you'll reach the friendly folks at Holiday Lounge, 9541 North Bedford Road in Macedonia, where they're proud to be Americans.
Thank you.
itself. Frankie Avalon watched Neil Sedaka. He saw Neil Sedaka bring back Breaking Up Is Hard to Do and do a really good job of it. So he brought back Venus. Did a really good job of it. Here's Isaac Hayes' award-winning theme from Shaft.
KC News. This report is service of Radio 1560.
In Ohio and local news, restrictions at area hospitals in a three-county area, Lake, Geauga, and Cuyahoga, because of the flu. However, at Lake County Memorial, they've lifted visitor restrictions. In Euclid, at Euclid General Hospital, only fathers are allowed to visit in the maternity division. In Geauga County, at Geauga Community Hospital, restrictions are still up and children are not allowed during visiting hours. At Cleveland Metropolitan General Hospital, Dr. Stephen Mosto said new cases of influenza are expected for about 10 days yet. And at the Metro Hospital, only one visitor at a time is allowed for patients in the intensive or respiratory care units. Last night's power outage covered a three-county area and included Mentor, Chagrin Falls, and Middlefield, as well as Chardon. 50,000 customers were without power for about 45 minutes, and according to Cliff Ritchie at the Painesville office of CEI Today, it was caused when an oil circuit breaker failed. He said there was a loud noise at the Chesterland substation, but no explosion and there were no injuries. In Cleveland Heights, Cleveland police said today a 16-year-old male has been charged with murder in the stabbing death of 18-year-old James Scott. He was stabbed to death after a Saturday night dance last Saturday night. Possible violence in Painesville last night after a report of gunfire was called into Painesville police. They went to a location on Canfield Drive at 8:07 p.m. last night and interviewed six people, but all said they had no knowledge of who did the alleged shooting, and they refused to give statements to Painesville police. Evidence on the scene at Canfield Drive showed there was a shooting and possible violence, but persons interviewed claimed there were no injuries. In Geauga County, an accident on Auburn Road today with one car landing on the top of the hood of another. The accident investigated by the State Highway Patrol from Chardon. One of the three cars involved had extensive damage.
It has known it, including men as popular as Arnold Palmer. Every now and then, you find that the public loves to root for the underdog. It's the underdog syndrome, and the sport crowds are as fickle as any group anywhere. Show me a highly talented athlete with a great winning streak, and I'll show you a crowd interested in wanting him to lose. You're listening to Mutual Sports.
Your radio station when you need to know. WPKC. Chardon Radio, 1560.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottomland of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it is the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you will find men on the moon, not once, but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals, and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They are here on our streets, most of them, unless they are breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, the hell with the rest of the world? Let someone else buy the Israel bonds. Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broke. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone, and I'm one Canadian who's damned tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high, and when they do, they are entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these, but there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
Thank you very much, Byron McGregor. How true. Federal Metal Hose Company, 25 Florence in Painesville, honors the American militia who, through outnumbered, ill-equipped, poorly fed, facing the greatest of adversaries, maintained their faith and allegiance to the spirit of America, and in the end crushed their British oppressors who had threatened to deprive them of their liberties. Federal Metal House Hose Corporation, 25 Florence in Painesville, where they're proud to be Americans this bicentennial year.